Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we have an excellent program this morning. I do want to mention I will be in the Denver area speaking on the 15th of September. And if you want more information, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, and there should be a contact information there for you where you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. We'll get back to you with the contact information. But this morning we have with us as a guest Richard Gage. We're going to be talking about what really happened on September 11th. Because you see, that was a watershed event for America. It was because of what happened on November 11th that suddenly we had these anthrax letters sent out by the wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists. Isn't it interesting they only sent those anthrax letters to Democratic senators? I wonder if that was the Republican branch of the Al-Qaeda that sent out the anthrax letters and killed a couple of people. Who would want to do that? Why, the people who wanted to stampede Congress into passing the Patriot Act. In fact, there was one senator who had the audacity to vote against it. You probably won't remember his name. His plane crashed shortly after the anthrax letters were sent out and the Patriot Act was passed, because everybody is supposed to believe what we saw that morning. Or did we really see what we believe we saw? Why didn't American fighter planes intercept the hijacked planes? Well, there was a stand down order that morning. A man named Leo Chavez, Sergeant Leo Chavez, had been at the headquarters, military headquarters, in Florida that morning. He was on my program. He tells the story. You can hear it. And our four tape set, why did the buildings come down? Only Sergeant Leo Chavez disappeared, and we've never been able to hear or check or find him since shortly after he was on my program. Isn't that interesting? A stand-down order that morning, and the man who talked about it mysteriously disappears. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something real. And then we saw the planes. Somebody had 30 cameras trained on the building that morning. Isn't that interesting? They had cameras trained on the building so we could see the plane hit the South Tower, and then the South Tower comes down. But did the South Tower come down because the plane hit the building? If you watch the South Tower come down, of course, you remember there were probably 30 floors above that, but those floors just disappear. You watch the films of the building coming down, and those top floors just vaporize before the building really starts to come down. as the building started to come down. Why would those south towers vaporize? Well, with us is Richard Gage, who is an architect. He leads architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Richard, thanks very much for being with us. And what's this new? Is it a new DVD that you have?
Indeed it is, Stan. And for your listeners, I've been an architect 24 years, and I'm a member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We now have 1,700 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation of the destruction of all three World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11 based on the evidence for the explosive controlled demolition. And we'll be talking about that evidence in all three towers today, and I'm delighted to be on your show after completing a 32-city tour across the country in the last 40 days. We ended in San Francisco last night, where we had a number of people, none of whom agreed with the official story afterward, and only three in the audience remained unsure of what happened. So this is due to the overwhelming, irrefutable scientific forensic evidence that we're going to be talking about today that's laid out on this new DVD called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. This was the world premiere tour, and the DVD was, the documentary film was played last night in the final stop. I'm looking forward to sharing with you the evidence that the 43 technical experts in this film laid out. I mean, we're talking about experts in the fields of high-rise architecture, structural engineering, also fire protection engineering, and there are chemists, metallurgists, physicists, and experts in the field of controlled demolition, the destruction of buildings with explosives. So it was quite exciting.
How long is the DVD?
It's an hour and a half long.
All right, fine. So basically, you have all these 43 experts, and what is their conclusion as far as the buildings come down? I mean, we're told, oh, it was those wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists, and they crashed the planes into the buildings. And because they crashed the planes into the buildings, why, they simply fell symmetrically, you know, just like a controlled demolition. And certainly the South Tower, I mean, that it's very obvious that is a controlled demolition because the center of the building collapses first. You can see that happening so that the walls will fall in, and then the base of the building dissolves, and the plane falls, the building falls at the speed of gravity symmetrically. It doesn't tilt to the right, the left, the front, the back. Symmetrical collapse.
Well, let's go through it step by step, Stan, because there's
you go right ahead.
A points of correction there. Let's take the North Tower first, because it's actually a little simpler to see. And by the way, all this evidence is on our website, AE911Truth.
Hold that truth, Richard. Hold that truth. We'll be back in a moment with Richard Gage.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Doctor, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Richard Gage. Richard, you were talking about the collapse of the North Tower. Please go right ahead.
Thank you, Stan. The architects and engineers that I represent are extremely concerned about the behavior of all three of these buildings. But in the North Tower, I find it so easy to present to people because we were told that we're seeing an apple. And really what it is as clear as an orange. The point of jet plane impacts is about 12 stories down from the top. After about an hour, what we see and what is described by the first responders is a series of explosions. They say wrapping around the building like a belt, all these explosions, and they see flashes of light. Now, they are on record with their oral recordings, which only came out in 2005 publicly because the city was hiding this information. The court finally forced them to reveal it to the New York Times. And so what we found is that of the 500 recorded first responders, the 118 of them are experiencing explosions inside the building and hearing like firecrackers, they say, like a belt, all these explosions. Like they were trying to take down a building in a controlled demolition. Boom, 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 boom. That's the way they describe it, many of them. And yet, NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, tasked with explaining all three of these collapses to the American people, never even investigated the possibility of explosions. And there are hundreds more witnesses of these explosions. And as we'll see, there's evidence of very high-tech incendiaries in the World Trade Center dust. But what we see in the behavior of the buildings is the upper 12 stories descending in on itself in what can only be described as a miniature controlled demolition. It's telescoping down. And it's falling down without any jolt, without meeting resistance from the 80,000 tons of structural steel below the point of jet plane impacts. In the first 4 seconds, that mass has been, the structural system has been completely disintegrated from itself. And what we have after the first 4 seconds then is a very explosive event where, for instance, 4-ton perimeter wall units are hurled laterally at 60 miles an hour, landing 600 feet away, all the way down the building at about 2/3 of freefall acceleration. The building is destroyed in somewhere between 10 and 14 seconds, each of them, actually. This is an extraordinary, the largest buildings in the world destroyed in a dozen seconds. It's absolutely amazing. And what we see during that destruction is explosive isolated ejections below the zone of destruction coming out at 100 to 200 feet per second. These are patterns down the building, obviously not a chaotic series of events, but a very engineered pattern that appears, many of them, to be right in the center of the facade, up to 20, 40, and even 60 stories down below the zone of destruction. And up above, what we're seeing is the mid-air pulverization of 90,000 tons of concrete through the whole length of the building in the 110 floors. This concrete is not pulverized after it hits down below. It's pulverized in mid-air with huge trailing clouds of smoke following these ejected lateral structural steel elements. And so all of this is happening as the building descends down in sequential order, just like the first responders described. Boom, boom, boom. It's absolutely extraordinary. And what officials find in the dust, which this pulverized concrete laid like a 4-inch blanket throughout the 3 square miles of lower Manhattan, what they find in this dust is a couple of fascinating and unexplainable evidence that they don't even try to explain. Curiously enough, molten iron spheres that are up to a 10th of an inch in diameter, but most of them naked to the eye. First of all, they're molten iron. How do they get to be molten? Well, they must sustain temperatures exceeding 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. But office furniture and jet fuel can only get to be about 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, at the worst. These fires are probably more like 600 to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. So where do the temperatures come from to create molten iron? Where does the molten iron come from itself? There's not iron in these buildings. It's not from the steel. That's an alloy. This is elemental iron, up to 10 tons of it found in the World Trade Center dust, found in quantities up to 6% of the dust in the Deutsche Bank building, for instance, inside the building. So it's an example of incendiaries. Incendiaries are, thermite incendiaries. Thermite is used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. And it leaves behind in its residue 4,500 degree molten iron. And under explosive conditions, thousands of cutter charges throughout the columns and beams in these buildings would leave small droplets of liquid molten iron because of the disbursement, the atomization of a liquid, which forms itself into spheres. So these cool and fall with all of the dust, and that is the only rational explanation for the creation of these vast quantities of spheres for which the USGS, as they find it, they have no explanation. And yet they say it, they're so ubiquitous that they're with all of the the dust. It's a signature element. It's not even World Trade Center dust unless it has these spheres. So then a small team of scientists corroborates all this and has the explanation. They find in all four of their samples independently collected throughout lower Manhattan, i.e. on the bridge entryway to the Brooklyn Bridge, one gentleman collects on the top of a rail all this dust, and a year later he sends it to this group of scientists. They also are given this dust from Jeanette McKinley, who in her apartment across the street from the South Tower keeps this dust as an artist. She uses it in her artwork. So four of these samples are collected, one from the top of a skyscraper, and they find in it these small red-gray chips, red on one side, gray on the other, about a 16th of an inch long, most of them. The analysis reveals that the red side contains extremely small particles of iron oxide and aluminum powder, which are at the nanoscale, 1,000 times smaller than the human hair, these particles, and perfectly intermixed in the percentage to become thermite, 3/4 to 1/4. And they're set in a organic bed of oxygen, silica, and carbon, which is providing the gas expanding capability, or which makes thermite more explosive. Nanothermite becomes more explosive. It was engineered in the late 90s, actually by NIST and defense contractors working with NIST to investigate the World Trade Center collapses, curiously enough. The actual developers of thermite, nanothermite, are brought in to control the investigation, and this is like putting the fox in charge of the hen house. So we don't have the obvious explosive nature of these buildings brought out at all in the NIST reports. They do not discuss explosives. They say they never looked for them. In fact, after first telling the American public that there's no evidence for explosives, they then acknowledged that they never looked for them. This is absolutely extraordinary. This is not an investigation. And that's why we have 1,700 architects and engineers on our petition now demanding of Congress a new investigation that includes all the evidence that uses the scientific method relative to that evidence, and that calls for witnesses to come forth offering them immunity and taking their testimony under oath so that we can get the evidence we need for a real investigation.
But if we've not been told the truth, and somebody murdered all those people in the World Trade Center, this is the horrifying thing to contemplate. And the Bush administration blocked every effort to have an independent investigation, and the president refused to testify under oath. He testified, but only if Dick Cheney was with him, and he refused to be under oath when he testified before the commission. We have to ask why, and what is George W. Bush concealing? So the implications of this are horrendous, because this was a watershed event. This is why we have an Office of Homeland Security spending $40 billion. This is a year. This is why we have to have certainly the police and informants all across America. This is why we have to be frisked and fondled when we go into the airports. This was used as a justification for shutting up all the cameras and all the means for surveillance here to oppose and protect us against from the wicked terrorists. But it's possible that those wicked terrorists didn't bring the buildings down. They were controlled demolitions. And that means the murderers, the people who murdered the Americans, are still on the loose. So basically, where do we stand? How are we going to get an independent investigation where they cannot have another cover-up?
Well, this is the key question, Dr. Stan, because the will of the American people appears to be compromised. We have given this tour in 32 cities, and we have advertised extensively, and we have advertised to the mainstream media extensively in press releases, and yet we can't get the media out to the presentations, the world premiere of this documentary. It appears that they are not interested in the third worst structural failure in modern history. They have not reported the destruction of Building 7, which was destroyed on the afternoon of 9/11, a 47-story skyscraper which collapses straight down into its own footprint almost and at free fall acceleration. This particular building is the most astonishing thing because it looks exactly like an explosive controlled demolition.
We'll be back in a moment with Mr. Gaze. We'll welcome your call. 877-254.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
is Dr. Stan, and we hear a lot about what's going on in Syria and about this one town over there where supposedly the Syrian army killed 100 people. They killed 100 people. A terrible atrocity. And yet almost 3,000 died on September 11th, and there's every indication they were murdered, and this was not the work of Al-Qaeda. After all, there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, in fact, the people who actually were supposedly in the planes that morning, 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. So we go to war with Afghanistan. And there are 50 members of Al-Qaeda there. We got 550,000 people to oppose those 50 members of Al-Qaeda. But what really happened on September 11th that justified our going to war with Afghanistan and with Iraq? And Richard has over, 1,700 architects and engineers who claim that we've been lied to about what happened that day. And certainly this was an obvious controlled demolition. If you watch Building 7 come down, is there any other new evidence or facts out, Richard, that our listeners should know about?
Well, the website 911expertsspeakout.org.
Repeat that, 911expertsspeakout.org.
Yes, that's right, 911expertsspeakout.org shows the people can watch the DVD there. They can see the trailer. They can download and watch it. They can burn their own DVDs. They can order the DVD itself. The evidence is there as well as on our main website, which is AE911truth.org. That stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. There's a lot of technical evidence there, and it hasn't changed, Stan. The evidence remains very simple, very laid out for everyone to see, very clear to present to others, very clear for the media, spoon-fed to the mainstream media. And, you know, we wonder why they're not covering it. Well, it turns out that 90% of the mainstream media in this country is owned by just six corporations. And there's people like Peter Phillips and Mickey Huff of Project Censored who have exposed that the boards of directors on these six corporations are the same individuals who sit on major corporations in the industries of those companies comprising the oil industry, the banking industry, the insurance industry, all of whom, the arms industry, all of whom benefited enormously from 9/11. So we've got to have a waking up to the reality that our media has been completely co-opted by these corporate interests who have none of the American people's interests at heart and who seem to be in direct control of the congresspersons whom we thought we voted for, but seem to be beholden to those who are controlling their purses.
Well, I think we should all be concerned about the murder of those almost 3,000 people who died that day. And there's example after example after example of the fact we've not been told the truth. And the Bush administration absolutely refused to allow an independent investigation. The 9/11 report was a cover-up, and the people, Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, who headed it, come from this Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all members of the same little clique, and their job is to not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Richard Gage, who's on the front line of this battle and leads architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And they have this great new DVD where 43 scientists and architects and engineers speak out and say, we've not been told the truth. And if that's the truth, why don't we ever read about it in Newsweek or in Time Magazine or hear about it from Brian Williams on NBC or from Leslie Stahl on CBS? Or is it possible that all the media is controlled and the one thing they cannot let the American people realize is the murderers are still on the loose? The people who murdered 3,000 Americans have never been held responsible. And anybody who would try to speak out on this,
hello.
I believe they... Oh, who's calling in?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan and Richard. My name is Bonnie, and I'm from Northern Colorado. I do have a question, Richard. I watched your PBS specials over and over and over again, and I tried to alert my friends and tell them, and everybody's got their head in the sand. But what I would really like to know is I don't hear any noise from the people who lost their loved ones. Why aren't they suing? Why aren't they checking things out? If my husband had been killed and I was left with some children, I'd be marching to the White House.
Well, let's ask Richard that.
So I'll get off and listen.
Family...
I have heard nothing from the survivors of the people who died. Why aren't they up in arms?
All right. But
are they just in denial? And I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
You're welcome, Richard. Why haven't the survivors, the people who lost loved ones, spoken out?
Well, many of them have.
Richard?
The 9/11 Truth Movement was started, in fact, by the family members of the 9/11 victims. There are have been many who have spoken out. They have not received reception from the mainstream media or from the Obama administration or Bush administrations, with a few exceptions. There, Lori Van Auken is one of the four Jersey girls, in fact, who started who forced the Bush administration into having the 9/11 commission, though it took a year to get them to even consent to it. They, of course, had the answer right away. The 19 fundamentalist hijackers, they didn't need a commission. It's important to note that also the family members were paid substantial sums of money and their silence was requested in return.
Hold that thought.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I just wanted to state our telephone number, 877-254. That's 877-254-7524. And Richard, you were just saying that the families were paid a great deal of money, and was one of the provisos on that, that they would more or less not speak out if they took the money from the government? Did that buy their silence?
Yes, these payments were quite substantial, and yet there are a number of family members who did not take them because they did want to, need to, and are still speaking out, and they are on our film, many of them. 9/11 explosive evidence experts speak out. The ending of this film includes interviews from Bob McIlvain, who lost his son Bobby in the lobby of the South Tower, having endured explosions, and his father is furious. I don't know about lawsuits in his case. Ellen Mariani has sued the government over the loss of her husband, who was on one of the planes that hit one of the towers. Michelle Little, who lost her brother, is speaking out and calling for a new investigation. It's a huge decision to bring a lawsuit about, and one needs support from attorneys who are willing to take the risk and fight the government at substantial cost in many different ways to their own reputations and firms. So it's a big deal. It's not just an easy thing to sue the government of the United States, though many have done just that, including Pentagon survivor April Gallup, who brought an important lawsuit against the government for what she endured in the Pentagon as a result of explosions there. Jane Polisino is also on our film, who lost her husband in the tower as well. There is no trace of her husband at all. He was one of 1,147 victims where there's no not even a piece small enough to fit into a test tube. These people were vaporized along with the much of the contents of these buildings, file cabinets, 10,000 of them missing, etc.
How do you vaporize a file cabinet? How do you vaporize a human body, ladies and gentlemen? Are the people who accepted the money from the government agreed not to sue? The people who accepted the money from the government agreed not to sue, and lots of these settlements were close to $1 million, and they simply sold out easier simply to accept the money and not sue. So why did they put that provision in? And why the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that the murderers are still here. The murderers are still here. And why did all those anthrax letters only go to Democratic senators, none to Republican senators? I guess maybe that was the Al-Qaeda branch of the Republican Party that sent them. Well, who do we have? We have another caller.
Yes, Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm from Northern Colorado. And I have a question as to how did whoever set up the explosions, if this was an implosion, how did they get those all set up without being detected?
That's a very good question, Richard. Can you get into the background of how they were able to get the explosives into the building without anybody knowing about it?
Well, there were tens of thousands of occupants in this building, and you'd certainly imagine that they would be curious. Well, if the perpetrators, those who planted these explosives, had access to the elevator shafts in the building, they would in turn have access to the core columns and beams in the building. And so we'd be looking for the construction work that provided such access. And indeed, there was an elevator modernization going on in the buildings, both Twin Towers, the 9 months prior to 9/11. And there was lots of white dust on that was quite a complaint from people. And, of course, this could be very well from the gypsum board, which is protecting the core columns from the from fire. So, but you'd have to cut through that in order to plant these explosives. So we certainly want an investigation of the company in charge of that elevator modernization, which was Ace Elevator, which had access there and who had 85 employees in the building at the time the first plane hit the tower, and they fled. These individuals did not help the first responders rescue the victims, though they are experts in those delivery systems. This was quite a scandal that was documented in USA Today.
And all I can say is that if you talk about what happened, you disappear. And this was a case with Leo Chavez, who was on my program, who talked about the stand-down order that morning, Sergeant Leo Chavez. And shortly after he was on my program, he disappeared. And to my knowledge, he's never been seen or heard of since that time. Does that answer your question, Miss?
Yes, it does, and thank you very, very much.
Well, the murderers are still loose. Why aren't we inflamed about that? We're concerned about the 100 people killed in Syria, but not about the 3,000 murdered in America and the efforts by the Bush administration to prevent any independent investigation. And believe me, the 9/11 Commission was simply a cover-up, a very clever cover-up to give us the impression that they explored the facts, whereas, of course, the one thing was not to reveal, but to conceal what happened. Hey, Richard, God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later today on one of our other programs. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, we actually have two more tapes then about what happened that day. You like to hear my interviews with various people, Jimmy Walters, who spent $8 million of his own money running ads in the New York Times and on television, pointing out that this was a controlled demolition. They threatened him. They threatened his family. Last thing I heard, he was living in hiding in Europe. Now, this is not imaginary. This is real. Then we have, I think his name was Rodriguez, Jim Rodriguez, who was in charge of maintenance in the North Tower, and he had been repeatedly threatened, but he had stayed in America, risked his life, and you'll actually hear my interviews with him. Certainly, we have... we have the two 4-tape sets on 9/11. We have another 4-tape set called Why Do the Buildings Come Down, where we talk to the man who was in charge of cleaning up the demolition after Building 7 came down. He said he was 99% sure it was controlled demolition. And then my interview with Leo Chavez, Sergeant Leo Chavez, who disappeared after he was on my program. Happened to other people we've interviewed that have simply disappeared. Chip Tatum, who had the contract to kill Ross Perot, and after he was on my program, he too disappeared. And certainly we see this as a pattern through the years. Sometimes people come on my program and then are never heard from again. We're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real world. And believe me, they wouldn't hesitate to kill 3,000 Americans to get us into the war in Afghanistan and then into the war with Iraq and kill 1 million people there. If they would cover up the murder of some 40 million people in China between 58 and 62, 1958, 1962, and the Great Hunger, and of course that was a regime that was placed in power by your State Department. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is an invisible government. They're the people I talk about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our material on what happened on 9/11. We carry the DVD by Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We carry his original DVD. We'll be carrying his new one. If you want to order that, you can, and we'll get it for you. That's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And then we'll be getting this new one with the 46 people who testify and will tell you what happened. And certainly the woman who was in the Pentagon who's bringing the lawsuit. Why is she bringing the lawsuit? Why? Because she came out through the hole in the Pentagon where the plane went in, but there was no wreckage. There was no wreckage there. There was no wreckage in the Pentagon, and she was immediately threatened, and she's been repeatedly threatened by the FBI if she dares to speak out, and so she's bringing a lawsuit. You remember reading about that in the local newspaper or hearing about it on television or radio? Of course you're not going to. The media is controlled in America by the Brotherhood of Darkness. This is the reality of what's going on. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Should they get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, my interview with the ambassador to Cuba, when we brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist. That's called the World Revolution. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the